sit here. Sit here for a few minutes. He will now sit and talk. Actually, it happened. Mahaprabhu comes and says, he discussed with these people. They say, they said, sir, your money was plundered by these people. Mahaprabhu says, I have not a single pie with me. Not a single pie with me. What double plunder? I have got epilepsy, that is some disease with me, and often it comes. Now today, don't accuse them, and they are my followers. Don't accuse them. Then talk. They talk about Mohammedanism, and Mahaprabhu talked about Hinduism, but the Nama Sankirtan, they were convinced. Then say, you have become from today Pathan Vaishnavs. They went away. And in some other days, many people were flocking at these three people and saying, this sannyasi, why he is crying? Any loss to his property or his wife or his children? Why so much crying? Why? Because they are material. See, even the loss of the body also, they cannot cry so much. What is using? Oozing from his eyes? What is reason? Then these people explain, no. He is a sannyasi, no children, no wealth. So he is not weeping for the loss of the wealth property. He is weeping for the loss of darshan, because he could not get the darshan of the Lord. He is weeping. Then to some extent they believed it. Not at all, because they are materialistic. So it is through sadhan, if a man starts sadhan and gradually do sadhan, through sadhan only he must come to that stage where from he can understand to some extent. But who has no belief on Nama? First of all, Nama. Mahaprabhu has come to this stage gradually. It is through Nama. From the beginning he was saying, do Nama to all, to all. Even to Raghunath Goswami, says Nama Sankirtan. You do Nama Sankirtan. And everything, always he was speaking Nama Kirtan, Nama Kirtan. Through Nama only he has purified the Jagai Madhai, and he has purified many people through Nama. So the efficacy of Nama, Shuddha Nama, he was dictating to all. Suno suno Nityananda suno Haridas, sarvatra amar ajna karho prakar. So his command is to distribute Nama. So now the Asadhyas duty is to distribute Nama. Not to discuss his, but to Raga Bhakti. First of all, through Vidhi Bhakti, you must come to that top, then only you are allowed to talk about Raga Bhakti. But for all common, a common cure is only Nama, Nama, Nama. Anya Abhilasita Sunyam. Jnana karmadi anabritam anukulyena krishnanusilalam bhakti uttama. What is that uttama bhakti? Uttama bhakti means pure bhakti, a pure gold. If you burn 1,000 times gold, then the dazzling of the gold, glittering the gold, will be completely changed. That is called Krishna Nama. That is called true bhakti. And that bhakti, savai pungsang paro dharma, yato bhakti radhokshati, ahaituti, apratihata, jyatmasu prasidati. That namam, it has got, if any of the material object it won't, you cannot succeed to get the benefit of Nama Sankirtan. Or if you get two things, what is this? Anasakta. Anasakti, detachment. We should not have too much attachment with this world or worldly matters. We must have attachment towards the Lord. So they said that anukulisa sankalpa, pratikula divarjana. We must have determination to accept what is favorable to bhakti, what is unfavorable to bhakti, we must give it up. No other condition. Condition is, what is favorable to bhakti, you have to accept. Tato dusanga mutrajya satya svajyeta buddhima. Dusanga you have to give up. No compromise. Mahaprabhu was very strict in that respect, because bhaji bhakti, it depends upon this. Give up all bad association. Those who are worldly minded people don't have any association with them. So Mahaprabhu never allowed worldly people to come and dance or sing with him. No. He never allowed. Not only the worldly people, even tyagis who were depending on fruit and milk. To him also, when he was brought by this Sivas Pandit, daily that Pandit, that boy, was requesting Sivas Pandit just to show me how they are performing Sankirtana. I will see, I will hear. Then Sivas warned him, no, if you come without his knowledge, definitely he will detect and he will blame me. No, you hide me somewhere so that he may not see. No, he can see. With inner sight he can see. So when he was there, then Mahaprabhu said, Sivas, I don't feel happy today repeating Namam. What is he? Is there any person here? External person here? Anybody here? Then he never replied. Then after half an hour, again he asked, Sivas, tell me who is here? Outsider? Tell me outsider. No, sir, he is not an outsider. He is living on milk and fruits. So he wanted me. Daily he requested me to just sow the Sankirtana Magil seed. Oh, that because Dugdhahari, Phalahari, so is he eligible to be with our Kirtan or see our Kirtan? And he said, then this fellow came out. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have not come here to really with sincere intention that you want to see the Sankirtana or hear the Sankirtana. It is only you want to show your that sacrifice, that you live on milk and fruit. To advertise it, you have come here. Because I am a Phalahari. I only eat fruits. What sin I have committed? That I should not associate with you or see the Sankirtan. So you want to fight with us. Mahaprabhu said, no, you are not eligible. Then, as Mira says, nitya nihane se hari mile to jal jantu hoi, phalamula khake hari mile to badudu bandarai. Srina bhakana ke hari mile to bahut murga aja, sri chod ke hari mile to bahut rahe khoja, dudh bhi ke hari mile to bahut vatsh bala, mera kahi bina prem na mile nandalala. the same thing. Because you eat milk, you think that I can able to attain or see the Lord Krishna. No. By eating milk you cannot. Eating fruit you cannot, sir. Vina prem. You must have that prema bhakti or bhava bhakti. Vina, you cannot have. So what is the means? Prema bhakti. Through prema bhakti only. You have no prema bhakti. You are proud of your sacrifice. You want to show to the world that I am surviving with milk and fruit. Only it is for the name. You acquire name and you can get it. But you are not doing this to get the mercy of the Lord or have the darshan of the Lord. No. So, from today onwards, if you have got faith in Nama Sankirtan, you must give up that ego that I am surviving with fruit and milk, sir. Amar well qualified to attain bhakti. No, sir. You are not qualified to attain bhakti. Because this sacrifice will lead you to ahankar that I am so and so. Then he said, sir, yes, today, of course, Bhakti advised me not to come, but I only have come. Please excuse me. I have received a good reward from Mahaprabhu. Now he fall flat at his feet and requested him, sir, please excuse me if I committed any man offense. Yes. You should surrender eternally to the Supreme Lord. Till now you never knew about surrender. Now you could offer your prostration to bhaktas means now you can understand little. Manmana bhava, mad bhakto bhava, madhyaji bhava. It is the last stage in Gita it is told, Arjuna. Sarva guhyatmam, superlative degrees. Sarva guhyatmam bhuya, srunune paramam vacha. I have spoken you nearly 700 slokams. Complete Gita I have spoken to you. But there is one point which I have not delivered to you. Now I will deliver it. He says, manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskur. Then you offer me your prostration, surrender to me, and do my service, and do my puja. What will happen then? Mameva ischati, you will come to me. That is the last teaching of Gita. Next is sarva dharman parityajya. All dharma to give up. Mamekam, mam ekam, I am one. You surrender to me. Mamekam sarvam rudva, aham tva sarvapapebhyo mokshishyami. There is no other force in this world which can destroy your sins. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, papa, papa bijam, avidya, ajnanam, all will be completely rooted out. I will do. This is surrender. This is the teaching of Gita. The last teaching, the essence of Gita is this shlokam, two shlokam. And Mahaprabhu explained him, you read Gita, you read Bhagavatam, you read Vedam, but nothing will lead you to perfection. Only, what is that perfection? When Dehatma Buddhi, I am this body, I am not Atman, I am this body. This body conception is only a troublesome affair to you. Dehatma Buddhi. Everybody should give up Dehatma Buddhi and repeat Nama. In 10 aparadhams, Dehatma Buddhi is one offense. Sadhininda or second one is Guru Babajna. And third is only you must worship Krishna not other gods. And before this, there is nothing equal to bhakti. Karma, jnana, or the puja of demigods, or the vratams, or yajnams, no use, useless. Only because Gita I told, sarva dharman parityajya, all dharmas should give up, come to her. We are not doing that. we are so much ignorant. When any disease comes, we approach many people. Those who is a doctor, are doctor a particular method, and an ordinary people, what is use? They cannot give me proper medicine. They cannot diagnose my disease. I cannot be removed from the terrible. So it is only Bhagavan says everything will be solved. You surrender to me. That surrender is bhakti. And you surrender. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, darsyam, saksham, atmanivedanam, 9 types of bhakti has told. Atmanivedanam, iti, pumsarpita, Vishnu. First you must surrender yourself to Vishnu. Then you cultivate shravanam, kirtanam, archanam, vandanam, darsyam. Then only you will get the benefit. If not, it is karmarpana. You do some karma and say, oh Lord, I don't want the result, please. Jat karosi, jadasnasi, jat juhusi, jadasi jat. Jat tapasyasi kuntriya tadat sat kurushama darpana. That is karma. What you do, the duty. That duty result you offer, Lord. So that I need not enjoy the fruit of that duty. If I enjoy, sometimes I will go to hell, sometimes I go to heaven. Different types of births and deaths will come. But this is only for a beginner. And only one who come to the bhakti stage, even jnanam also says, Brahmahuta, Prasannatma, no sochati, no kankati, samasarvesu bhutesu, madbhakti lavate para. Even a jnani also can get that only through his blessings, the Supreme Lord's blessing only. He can get it. How? Chaturvidha bhajante ma, jana sukritino arjuna, artho, jignyasu, arthati, jnani su vartasu. Four types of people, they worship me. But their bhakti is not pure bhakti. It is mistra bhakti. It is mixed bhakti. Because they want something in return. This is sakama bhakti. But after attaining the result also, because they are worshipping the Lord, and through the Lord they get their desire fulfilled. Again, after fulfilling their desire even, they will come to pure bhakti. Just like a Dhruva, just like Gajendra. So akama, sarvakamova, moksha kama, udarabhi, tibrena bhakti yogena, jadeta purusamna. A man who has no desire, one who has a desire for a particular desire, or one who has full of desires, endless desire, and one who has no desire. All these people with bhakti, with pure bhakti should worship me. Then they will be happy. Because I will lead them to a point where from again he will never ask anybody or ask me again and again. I will give them. Satyam nikati arthitam adhitam runam naivarthato jat punar arthitajat swayam vidhatyem anicham. Though he doesn't like my footprints, but I will give him. because he doesn't know what he wants, but still he is wanting some small dolls he is asking. So by serving me, why should I deceive? Again and again, repeating his demands. He forget all his demands. I will do it. So that bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, told in Mayapur. When he has taken, gone to take sannyas, when he was taking sannyas, see, he attracted all the sections, even the children, elderly persons, male and females. They have closed their doors and they have come down here just to see that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas today. So lakhs of people from the villages, they have surrounded from morning 5 o'clock till night 5, 6 o'clock, they were with Mahaprabhu. They won't go home because Mahaprabhu attracted them. So Mahaprabhu, when the barber takes his razor just to do this mundana, then he is afraid of it and he is throwing his razor, could not be able to save him. So when Mahaprabhu got this chance, he stands and dances and sings. It continues for 2 hours and 3 hours. And after that, we will sit again and do the same thing. So he could not share, nor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't sit without any disturbance. He cannot sit. And thereby these people, who has created this sannyas? Why this sannyas? To Mahaprabhu, why? Who has done this? They are just chastising him and abusing him. He is rascal. He must be a rascal. Even Brahma also, they are scolding Brahma. Why should he? Yeah, this young man, he is 24 years age. Why should he be given sannyas? And who has created this sannyas? So that affection towards Mahaprabhu brought them, and they were without food, without bath. They were standing there, and time goes away. Sunset, from the sunrise to sunset, they were there, no food. So Mahaprabhu attracted. After sunset, sannyas karma completed. Then after sannyas, he caught hold of his guru, Mahaprabhu, and he danced, and Guru also danced. Then Guru threw away his dandam, and Sanyas Mahaprabhu also threw away his dandam. They were both, for hours together they were dancing. And Mahaprabhu said, I request you, Gurudeva, to come to Vrindavan. Let us go to Vrindavan. He replied, yes, definitely I will come with you. Mahaprabhu was following. Mahaprabhu has no food for 3 days. He is fasting. And in the Radha Desam, there will be one people tree in the center, and the fields, fertile fields. You see, very long and very huge area, plots. And he was enjoying the plot and singing Nama. When he came to a village, then he said, repent, why did I come here? Nobody is doing Nama here. So he was, hey, I hate this one. Well, I don't want to stay here. So saying, he returned from that other side. He never came there. And his curse till now, Vardhaman district and Nadia district, see, Mahaprabhu never blessed it. blessed. Until now also you don't find people but in Havari now. Only people from East Bengal they have come here to Navadvip. Not people of Navadvip. Only East Bengalis have come. And he also, his Mahaprabhu also comes from East Bengal. Because he is from Orissa. He went to Sylhet. And from Sylhet their ancestors, they came to Navadvip. And from Navadvip Mahaprabhu came to Puri. So now Mahaprabhu's dictation was only to practice bhakti, pure bhakti, tannama grahanadhi. Just how to practice bhakti, namakirtan. As he told, yajyatanya bhakti kalau kartavya, tadakirtanakya bhakti anjayam. Whatever bhakti you perform, it should be included with bhakti, namakirtan. So namakirtana is only Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, you can follow Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva. Who has taught this? Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. No else, no, none else. None else. There are now so many Swamis, they do not know the real meaning of Mahamantra. But Mahaprabhu explained it to his faithful devotees. What is the meaning? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisa kamai. Mama janmani, janmani, ishwari, bhavatat, bhakti rahi, sikitkai. Now we see, every bad, these Swamijis, they bless. Oh, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, siddhirastu. This is their blessing. But this is not the pure blessing. A sannyasi should not bless me. Then Mahaprabhu was going to Shantipur. On the way, there was a sannyasi ashram. And Nityananda Prabhu knows it. And Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu, what is this? That is an ashram from a sannyasi. So let us go there. So he went there. When he went there, the sannyasi blessing. What is that blessing? Blessing means, he said, you are young and Lakshmi may bless you with wealth and Saraswati bless you with knowledge and your health may be stronger and stronger. And then Mahaprabhu immediately said, what blessing you have given me, Swamiji? It is not the blessing of a Swami. Then he said, oh, young fellow. So told Nityananda, see, I have traveled throughout India. I'm so much age. And what I have told, he is a boy, he says, this sort of blessing should not be given by me. Her comes, what wrong have I committed? I blessed him with wife and children. I blessed him health. I blessed him good health. Then what shall I bless? What shall I? Because he doesn't know that. What the blessing is. Now also so many sannyasis, they do the same thing. Sannyasis. Same thing. They are sannyasis only to get their name. That's all. But Mahaprabhu is not like that. Mahaprabhu, yet Mahaprabhu blessed him. Because he said, you have come now, you are young, you take some mango fruit, some milk, and this, what is called? Panas. Panas flower, nut flower, fruit, panas pandu. So this you take and go. Then the leaf, plant and leaf they were given, and milk was given, and Mahaprabhu took and this Nityananda Prabhu. Then the sannyasi told, shall I bring little anandam? And often he says, little anandam. Then Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda what he says. Then Nityananda knows that ananda is liquor. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, let us go. We have got no time. It is already late. Please excuse us, sir. Then he went away. But here, our author of Chaitanya Bhagavad says, Mahaprabhu talked to him, sannyasi, because sannyasi is sincere. He doesn't know all these things. He is sincere. He has got woman and liquor. The matal sannyasi. The sannyasi is dunkard. But still Mahaprabhu talked to him and took his offering. Because he has no offense committed by him towards Vaishnavas. Vaishnavaparadha. He may commit sin because violating sannyasa dharma, drinking and woman, he may be violating, but he should not commit Vaishnavaparadha. If he commits Vaishnavaparadha, Mahaprabhu can never bless him. So anyhow, Mahaprabhu in Mayapur Nabadhi for 24 years, Mahaprabhu was only talking about bhakti. Vidhi bhakti, not raga bhakti. Raga bhakti started when he came in contact with Ramananda Rai at Godavari, on the banks of Godavari, and he met him. And after the discussion, he says, oh, you had devotion, the treasury is with you, Ramananda, I want to be with you. Always. Then he said, you please stay here 10 days and purify me. Then Mahaprabhu says, not 10 days. I will stay with you whole life. As long as you survive, I will be with you. Because you have told me a subject which is not known to anybody in this world. Then Ramananda Rai wrote Jagannath Vallabh Natak. In it he has mentioned. And Gita Govinda was written by Jayadeva. In it also he has mentioned about this Raga Bhakti. Raga Bhakti is told. But the same Raga Bhakti, Mahaprabhu, now he never explained to anybody. He cultivated. Raga Bhakti cannot be, he never became the teacher of Raga Bhakti. Only he practiced Raga Bhakti, exhibited how this ragam ends and what is its function and how to achieve it. Everything he told. It is bhaktya sanjataya bhakti. Through bhakti only it will come. Bhakti can come only through bhakti. Through sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti will come. And through bhava bhakti, prema bhakti will come. And through prema bhakti, this ordinary prema. And the prema bhakti is pure, without having any link with the jnanam and karma. It is pure. Then he will get this prema bhakti. And among prema bhakti, gopis. And among gopis, Radhika Supreme. But it is only, you can count in fingers how many devotees of this cult are, this sort of experience, how many are there? Even Goswami They never advertised them. They never advertised. They only practiced. Raghunath Goswami never advertised. Rupa Goswami never. Takva Turnama Sesa Mandalapati, Sening Sadhatu Chabat, Bhutva Dhina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kau Pina Kanthas, Gopi Bhavara Sabda Abdilahari, Gopi Bhavara Samburta Abdilahari. So they were just sinning in the ocean of rasa and bhakti rasa. They were sinning. And they were loudly singing, they were slowly singing. They were going around Govardhan. As I told you, daily they go Govardhan parikrama. They do it. It is not a problem to them. Not the question of health or because physically they were strong. Though they are not taking any food, but they have got the spiritual strength. Chinmaya. Also their body was in Chinmaya. Then they never, it doesn't depend on material objects, material food and physical body. They never care for this physical. Purnam to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. They left all their treasury, everything. they want Premadhana. Now they say, Dasakari Betanamore Dio Premadhan. Oh my Lord, you make me your servant. So what do you want in return for your service? I don't want money. I don't want moksha. I want prema dhana. You give me prema wealth. Prema wealth, not this material wealth. For that we are not doing service. But in this universe, service without any motive cannot be there. But here, service for service. Bhakti for bhakti. Bhakti for bhakti. Service for service. Who will say service for service? Nobody will say. Though they say, they may not practice it. They may not practice. Because a person had a dog and a donkey. The donkey, when robbers are robbing the property, the dog is there, but it's not barking. Because the dog is not barking, the donkey thought, how is it? He is responsible. He must do his duty. Has not done. So, see, this donkey made loud noise. When it made loud noise, then the proprietor woke up and to close, shut up. So, big stick, it began to beat. Then the donkey died. So why? Because the dog says, it is my duty. Why did you do my duty? That is why you received blows. And why did the dog did not do its duty? Because it was not given proper food. So it was not a servant. Whether you give me food or not, whether you give me any comfort or not, my duty is that I should serve you. That is called premavati. Sarvastha tumara charane sapiya pade chi tumara ghare. Tumi to thakur, tumara kukru. Bodhi bandana humara. So I am your servant. So servant, the dark, will it follow its, do its duty? No. Even the dog cannot do, because the master is not serving him. Master is not giving him any benefits. So it will keep quiet. Then the others will take away the property. So in this world, service for service is not available. It is not a world of this world, but it is the world of other world. Vaikuntha, or not even Vaikuntha, the goal. So service for service. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. Bhakti is means and bhakti is end. But karma ends with bhukti, jnanam ends with mukti, but bhakti ends with bhakti. So bhakti has no end, no beginning. So eternal, atma is eternal. Atma's function, bhakti is eternal. Service is eternal, and soul is eternal. Think not the soul. It is not at the beginning. Abhyakta adhiri bhutani vyaktam adhari bhara. This soul is not abhyakta. It is vyakta. At the beginning it was vyakta. Now also it is vyakta. About the material, prakriti. About prakriti, they said subject and vyakta. But which is beyond prakriti, it has no right to speak like that. It will never say so. So atma is beyond prakriti. And paramatma is beyond prakriti. So it is eternal. Atma is eternal, paramatma is eternal. The attraction or the service between the two is eternal. That cannot be destroyed. Cannot be. But this, who is a murkha? Who is a murkha? And Bhagavata indicates, one who has got dehatma buddhi, this material body, I am this material body, conception. I am a man, I am a woman, I am a brahmachari. Then who forgets it? He is a murkha. And who is a pandit? Bandhamokshavi. Who knows how this jiva has come under the influence of maya, and how can it get relief from the bondage of maya? If he knows this, he is a pandit. So Bhagavata has given answer for it. Bandha moksha which is a pandit. And one who has got misidentification with this physical body, he says, as atma. He had never seen Atma. He had never cultivated for Atma. But he says that this body is itself. Whatever visible to him, that is the Atma. No. This is the only one offense. Now you must give up all the offenses and commit. So repeat Nama. That was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Puri also, for some time, he told about Sankirt. He was singing Sankirtan. He was taking Jagannath from Neelachala to Sundarachala. This is called Sundarachala. This is Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan. So that is called Dwaraka. Dwaraka is Vaikuntha. From Dwaraka, Mahaprabhu thought, my master, I am bringing my master from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. But when he was going away to Vrindavan, to Mathura or Dwaraka, Mahaprabhu never follows them. Never follows. Because he was first anxious to bring his beloved from Dwaraka to. This is called Gokula. There all boyhood of Krishna, every day, in this 10 days, in this Gundicha Mandiram, they perform this, Krishna's childhood. So all sorts of preparations and all sorts of flowers and garlands, many garlands and flowers and puja, everything, Bala Krishna, they do it. జగన్నాథ్ బాలకృష్ణ యూ నెవర్ గెట్ సచ్ పూజా ఇన్ దేర్ ఆల్సో థ్రూఅవుట్ ది ఇయర్ దట్ పూజా ఈజ్ బీంగ్ డన్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ ది టేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రసాదం ఆల్సో విల్ బి లైక్ దట్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ టేస్ట్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఆర్ ఇట్ విల్ స్మెల్ ఆర్ టేస్ట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టంగ్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ది సేమ్ అట్రాక్షన్ బట్ హియర్ ది అట్రాక్షన్ ఇస్ దట్ సో దట్ మహాప్రభు హ్యాస్ డన్ బట్ అబౌట్ రాగభక్తి హీ హ్యాస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ సీరియస్లీ నాట్ టు ఆల్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఈవెన్ గోస్వామీస్ ఆల్సో నెవర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ రాగభక్తి టు ఆల్ దే జనరల్ భక్తి దే హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ప్రమిట్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ యాంగ్షియస్ to follow the Raga Bhakti, they will come up from. So it is not necessary for them. They will never ask. They will follow. Just like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, other Goswami, they may follow or imitate them, and they will do that stuff. But this is not for a discussion. Because it is the function of the brain. Shravanam, Kirtanam. You have to hear from your spiritual master and do repeat it. And when you come to this stage, it changes that. Just while talking, Guru may talk to you and the disciple may listen to you. But when he practices it, when he comes up to that stage, to Manomaya Bhumika, there it is very difficult to explain to others. Sannama Rupa.